Making them pens was a distressed tough job, and so was the saw, and Jim allowed the inscription was going to be toughest of all. That's the one which the prisoner has to scrabble on the wall. But he had to have it. Tom said he'd got to. There weren't no case of a state prisoner not scrabbling his inscription to leave behind, and his coat of arms. "Look at Lady Jane Grey," he says. "Look at Guilford Dudley. Look at old Northumberland. Why, Huck, suppose it is considerable trouble. What are you going to do? How are you going to get around it? Jim's got to do his inscription and coat of arms. They all do." Jim says, "Why, Mars Tom, I ain't got no coat of arm. I ain't got nothing but dish here old shirt, and you knows I got to keep the journal on that." "Oh, you don't understand, Jim. A coat of arms is very different." "Well," I says, "Jim's right anyway, when he says he ain't got no coat of arms, because he ain't." "I reckon I know that," Tom says, "but you bet he'll have one before he goes out of this, because he's going out right. There ain't going to be no flaws in his record." So whilst me and Jim filed away at the pens on a brickbat apiece, Jim a-making his'n out of the brass, and I making mine out of the spoon, Tom set to work to think out the coat of arms. By and by he said he'd struck so many good ones he didn't hardly know which to take, but there was one which he reckoned he'd decide on. He says, "On the scutcheon we'll have a bend, or the dexter base, a saltire murray in the fess, with a dog, couchant, for a common charge, and under his foot a chain embattled for slavery, with a chevron vert in a chief engrailed, and three invected lines on a field azure, with the nombril points rampant on a danset indented. Crest, a runaway nigger, sable, with his bundle over his shoulder on a bar sinister, and a couple of gules for supporters, which is you and me. Motto, Maggiore fretta, minore auto. Got it out of a book. Means the more haste, the less speed."
"Gee, Willikins," I says, "but what does the rest of it mean?"
"We ain't got no time to bother over that," he says. "We got to dig in like all get out." "Well, anyway," I says, "what's some of it? What's a fess?"
"A fess?
A fess is..."
"You don't need to know what a fess is. I'll show him how to make it when he gets to it."
"Shucks, Tom," I says, "I think you might tell a person. What's a bar sinister?"
"Oh, I don't know, but he's got to have it. All the nobility does."
That was just his way. If it didn't suit him to explain a thing to you, he wouldn't do it. You might pump at him a week, it wouldn't make no difference. He'd got all that coat-of-arms business fixed, so now he started in to finish up the rest of that part of the work, which was to plan out a mournful inscription. Said Jim got to have one, like they all done. He made up a lot and wrote them out on a paper and read them off. So, 1. Here a captive heart busted. 2. Here a poor prisoner, forsook by the world and friends, fretted his sorrowful life. 3. Here a lonely heart broke, and a worn spirit went to its rest, after 37 years of solitary captivity. 4. Here, homeless and friendless, after 37 years of bitter captivity, perished a noble stranger, natural son of Louis XIV. Tom's voice trembled whilst he was reading them, and he most broke down. When he got done, he couldn't no way make up his mind which one for Jim to scrabble onto the wall, they was all so good. But at last he allowed he would let him scrabble them all on. Jim said it would take him a year to scrabble such a lot of truck onto the logs with a nail, and he didn't know how to make letters besides. But Tom said he would block them out for him, and then he wouldn't have nothing to do but just follow the lines. Then pretty soon he says, "Come to think, the logs ain't going to do. They don't have log walls in a dungeon. We got to dig the inscriptions into a rock. We'll fetch a rock." Jim said the rock was worse than the logs. He said it would take him such a pison long time to dig them into a rock he wouldn't ever get out. But Tom said he would let me help him do it. Then he took a look to see how me and Jim was getting along with the pens. It was most pesky, tedious hard work and slow, and didn't give my hands no show to get well of the sores, and we didn't seem to make no headway hardly. So Tom says,